Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. But before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors, ShipStation and The Upside. Let's get into the episode. I am Melissa.
And I am Mel.
And we are the Gin and Juice podcast, where we talk about a lot of things and then a lot of nothing as well.
Amen.
But you guys always seem to come back for the shenanigans. And for that, we are so grateful. Because to be completely honest, I was very nervous about us coming back from the holiday break, because we had just barely started to get into like a true groove.
Yeah.
And then to have taken a break for as long as we did, I was like, I don't know if people are going to come back from us. I don't know. I'm so nervous. I'm scared. But y'all did. So we appreciate that. We typically start off with our very first segment called Long Story Short. And this is a segment about whatever's happening in our lives that we try to make short, but oftentimes they be long. Mm-hmm. So before I get into, actually, I'll do this first. My mom was here over the weekend.
Yes.
We told you guys she has her little internet pastor. Mel told me this, and I need to be clear. Okay. I needed to be clear.
Yes.
That I didn't mean little pastor like she was dating him.
No.
Or like, I didn't mean that at all. I didn't realize that that's how it came across. Mel told me after, I was like, oh no, I need to clarify. Yes. Like, I didn't mean that at all.
It's not her boo, y'all.
Yeah, it's not her boo at all. Like, he is legitimately a pastor that she just, you know, admires, like likes in the sense of like admiring. And so she flew out because she wanted to attend 2 of his church services. So I asked her if she got what she needed, child. I don't know. Maybe, I think the verdict is still out. Like, I think the verdict is still out.
He might not be her little internet pastor.
Yeah, he might not be her internet pastor no more. So we'll see. I don't know. The verdict is still out, y'all. But she did fly out to come see him. It's been raining in LA.
I know.
Nonstop. And work is back. So we really didn't get to do a heck of a lot with her. But we took her. No, we didn't even get to take her out because she had to cancel it.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you what, though. This man's church services, mom got there at 8. And I don't think the doors open until 9:30.
Yeah.
And she didn't get back to my house until 3:30.
Yes.
It was a full on one service.
I thought the days of here all day church was over.
Mm-mm.
I didn't know those still existed.
Yes, she was there.
I'm not interested in that.
I said, girl, is he going to send you a W-2?
I love the Lord.
Because that was long.
From my house.
No, for real. Their praise and worship, because she sent all of us the link to the service so we could watch. And so I was like clocking in and out because I wanted to know what time she would be home. And like legitimately, I was supposed to go with her. It just didn't work out. So I was, you know, watching kind of in and out. Again, church, the doors open at 9:30. I clocked in around 1:30 thinking church was almost over and I could like catch the message. They were still doing praise and worship.
See, No.
They were
no.
still doing praise and worship. Mm-mm. And then by 2:00, so maybe 1:30, because I watched praise and worship and then he came out and started like preaching. So between 1 and 1:30, they were still doing praise and worship, transitioning to the preaching. And he preached till about 3.
Did you watch to the end? I did too. We gotta talk about what our thoughts were.
I know. Mom asked me about it a little bit.
We need to talk about.
Okay, I don't want people to know. That's why I don't want to say too much about the service because I don't want to key.
I just don't want to forget to ask at the end.
Okay. Okay. We need to talk about it. I just don't want y'all to be.
Yeah.
I don't want because. I just don't want to say too much. Yeah. She said, "I think I know." Don't say nothing, girl. If you do, but if you, I'm not gonna say it one way or the other. So anyway, my mom was here. We did that. She did have a good time. She went with me to drop the boys off. We stayed up and watched TV.
We
really did too much. And LA's weather kind of hated on us. I'm not going to lie. We were going to take her to brunch. That didn't end up working. We're actually going to end up taking her to brunch twice.
Yep.
And the first one, it rained and it was like a little outdoor cutesy thing. That didn't work. And then on Sunday, she went to the church and was there.
All day.
And so that didn't work either. And so she flew back today. So that was it. And the other thing I want to say is y'all know that typically I intentionally have trained myself not to look at comments.
Yes.
This is
are we pop the trunk in?
Oh, you want? Oh, I thought it was long story short more than that.
Do your thing. Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Oh, it could go in either way.
Go ahead.
So I want to clarify because I realize you guys don't often, because I'm normally in like Love Hour teacher mode. And even sometimes on The Ball and Beautiful, I play a different role than like the role I play with me and Mel, where I just get to kind of like be that. I realize sometimes I talk in ways, I know which one you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So we'll go to that one. I talk in ways that people don't often realize that I'm being funny, but it's not landing as funny. So I need to help y'all know that like when I'm being funny and when I'm being for real. So I just want to go back to it because I don't want you guys to think like I was just out here being wasteful. I was, but not to the extent that y'all think. So when I said I had 37, I don't even remember what I said. Of those dresses,
yes.
Y'all, I really didn't have 37 thread dresses. I really didn't have 37. I probably had like 5. But like for dramatic effect,
yes.
For the sake of the story,
literally.
For the podcast,
yes.
Girl, it was 37. Like, it was 37. I just need y'all to know that like when I'm playing, like I'm not being, like y'all should know me better than it.
Yes, also, I'm cutting in on yours, but also, anytime she says throwing away stuff,
yes.
She's not really putting stuff in the trash.
I'm not really.
She is putting it in her trunk for 37 weeks
and
then taking it to Goodwill just like y'all. Come on.
Oh, my God. I just want y'all to know, like, all of Joe's clothes, my stuff, when I be like, I'm throwing it away, I put it in trash bags. Please believe I am putting it in a trash bag. But I'm generally, like, 99% of the time, I'm giving it to someone.
Yes.
Like, I'm giving it, to be completely honest, the lady that cleans my house, she has a teenage daughter.
Yes.
I literally... I probably have given her a new wardrobe 3-4 times over
literally.
At this point, because every time I clean my closet, I give it to her. Shoes, and they clothes. Take it
so gladly.
Oh my goodness, she takes everything. So I just wanted you guys to know, because I don't want you guys to like have a perception of me that's not true, mm-hmm. and think that I'm really out here just being like super crazy. Because some of the comments, I was like, oh, you guys didn't know I'm being funny. It's a joke. I just play. It's a joke. Just let me live a little bit.
Yes.
So I just wanted y'all to know that. And then, did you have a long story short?
Nah.
Okay, go to the Pop the Trunk mail.
Mine.
No, well, you could do mine and go into yours. Because I didn't do it for the comment. Pop the Trunk. Okay.
Tell me. I don't remember.
The comment that you was more mad at than me. So last week, I told you guys the Pop the Trunk story. And it was the story of me going to the hotel.
Yeah.
And the lady that the worker that was getting that had an attitude with me on the phone, right? Again, I'm about to stop looking at comments after this week, because this is why I don't look at them, because I feel the need to address it.
Which one is my camera?
Joshua, which one's hers? I'm just running
over. Okay.
I just want y'all to know that, like, the girl said I didn't have no grace.
No class.
No class. Oh, tacky.
Tacky.
Girl.
Child.
Of all the people in our orbit, I'm the one that's going to extend more grace.
The most
than
grace.
I probably should, to be completely honest.
It
like,
was so ridiculous.
I was like, girl, what?
She literally, the lady asked if you want to speak to her manager.
And
you
said no.
The definition of grace. You should have called, talked to the manager, the GM, the CEO, everybody. You're going to lose your job today. So to come in the comments and say Melissa is tacky, and to extend grace to the employee who is getting paid to be there versus Melissa who has paid to be there. And the grace should be coming from her?
Girl.
Honey.
Stop. I just wanted y'all to know that, because, again, I think because this is what happens. I land on people sometimes in a way that's not always 100% true of who I am. And so when I'm having conversations with people, or I'm retelling the story.
Yes.
Sometimes I might add a little bit more oomph. Right. But no, in real life, I be real nice to people.
Girl.
I be like, very nice to people, more nice than I should be, even when I have every right to not
be. To not be.
So I just wanted y'all to know, like, girl, can I live a little bit? Can I break out of like the Melissa box a little bit and just show up as like.
And I hope you can too, commenter. I hope you can break out of that box, because guess what? When people disrespect you, when people are rude to you, you don't always have to be nice back. You don't have to be the bigger person. When they go low, you go lower.
That's what Michelle Obama said.
She meant to say. That's what she meant. Stop going so high. And when other people go low, applaud them. You stand up for yourself.
Don't do that. However, I will say that this year, I do want to actually, low-key, while we're talking about it, I low-key want to extend less grace.
Amen.
I actually do feel like there is something to be said about extending to people less grace.
Yes.
We had I've been realizing that I was talking to Danny about this. I don't know if I told you or mom this. I was talking to Danny, and she was talking about the difference, because I had to do like some really hard conversations last week. And Danny was like, you have to understand the difference between compassion and empathy. Mm. And so she was saying compassion is what allows you to like do right by people, even when you have to do things that don't feel good, but you still do right by people.
Yes.
Empathy will have you do wrong for yourself because you overfeel for the other person.
Yep.
And so that's like a working definition, not the definition, but in this circumstance, it was true because I was like, oh my God, I have to have these conversations. Like, I really feel bad about it, whatever. And it was like, but girl, by not having the conversation, you are doing a disservice to yourself.
Yes.
Trying to make other people comfortable or happy or whatever. And so finding the balance where I'm learning to like put myself first, I feel like it's like low-key my energy. It has to be my energy this year, making sure that I am able to center myself in not in a self-centered way, but like that I don't forget that my feelings are important too.
Amen.
Very good.
Let God extend the grace.
Hello.
Somebody say, when they go low, you go to hell. That's it.
That's right stuff there. Becca would say.
That's it.
I'm right trying there. To go to the Earth's core. I'm trying to go to the ozone layer.
I'll beat you there. Forget meet you there. I'm going to beat you there. Hello?
Girl, that's what they say in church.
Amen.
Don't meet me there. Beat me there.
Yeah. Anyway, I hope y'all caught all of that.
I really do. Like, for real, I really do hope y'all caught all that.
My pop the trunk is so... Over the weekend, it's raining, like we said. I was actually coming to Melissa's house, and I needed to stop at the store. I had both my girls, because Greg's on tour.
Yes.
I had both my girls, and I get out of the car, dark, rain. Those are important to remember. And when I go over, I have to go to the other side of the car to get Micaiah out. When I go to behind, I'm coming behind my car. And there is a man standing there.
He sure was.
And he surprised. So then I'm processing, right? You know, when you a woman and you in a parking lot and it's dark and it's rainy, you think everybody coming to steal you.
Oh, no, no, no. You were, this is an episode of Taken and girl, you're the one being took.
So I'm like, oh! And so he looks, he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. So then I'm like, can I help you? So now I'm like, oh, yeah. In my head, I'm already like, all right, let me get my adrenaline up because I'm finna knock him. Like,
this is fight or flight and I'm finna fight.
And it's finna happen in the Ralph's parking lot. So he's like, I'm waiting on my wife. And I'm like,
there's no wife here.
There's no, where is she?
Am I the wife? Hold on.
I just want y'all. He was so close to dying.
Describe him though. Was he older, younger, black, white?
No, he looked like he was probably of Latin descent.
Okay.
He looked like he was probably late 30s. He
was strong.
But he was going to get me. But it was going to be a fight though.
That's all that really matters, because this is what I need you to know. Okay. In the event that you get took, leave all your DNA.
Spit, oh, yes.
Pull your hair out.
Girl.
Leave it on the scene.
I was going to be so ridiculous. He don't like, listen, you ever been, you know, in those moments where you're like, okay, what I'm finna do? That's where I was. Like, my kids are in the car, so they safe. It's me and you in the middle of Ralph's. In the middle of Ralph's, we in this parking lot. It's finna go down. But his wife came out and he was like, I scared that woman. And I was laughing. You know how you be like loud, like make sure she know. Yeah, he did. It's not funny. It's dark. I'm a woman. I'll kill you. My husband's gone. Anyway, I didn't have to pop the trunk on him, but he almost got died.
You did low key. Oprah Winfrey said, don't let him take you to the second location. That is a life changing.
You gotta. We're staying right
here. You'll have to kill me here.
Here.
You are going to have to knock me out in this. Do not go in the car.
Go.
Willingly.
To the second location.
Don't go to the second location. And in the event you have to, leave all your DNA.
Yes. And turn on your location on your phone. Send your location to your people. So
make
that
sure it's on.
Always. Because if you go to the second location, then your people gonna know the location.
Did we ever tell the story when we thought JoJo was kidnapped on Halloween?
Jesus.
I don't think we ever told the story.
No. It was.
Before we tell the story, what we do want to tell you a story about is that this weekend, Mel and Greg came over and we had a merch meet. It was our first official merch meeting.
It was.
And it went really well. Mel ran it. It was fantastic. And what you realize is that trying to start your own like merch company, there are two things that are like the biggest hindrances, okay? Number one is going to be the manpower to prepare for the seasons ahead, okay? You have to plan, okay? Plan your collections, plan your drops, get ahead of the game so that way you can release stuff and start working on the next season during the current season when stuff is already being dropped. The second thing is cost and fees. Shipping cost and fees. Amen. Specifically, those are the things. Let me find the edge. Hold on. Here it is right here. Okay. There are so many things that makes running a business stressful, and trying to manage all of the different platforms. I want to get my planners on Etsy. Mm-hmm. I want to start selling them on all these. And I'm just like, if we do this, who gonna manage this all? Who? Not me. I'm only one person. Not Mel. She only one person. ShipStation said, well, girl, I'm here to less complicate that for you. What I'm going to do for you is pull in all the different platforms, Etsy, your website, Shopify, Amazon, all on one dashboard So you could see all of your orders on in one central location. We're going to give you discounts on your shipping, and we're going to make this easy for you. You got so many other things to worry about. The least of them. Oh, who you telling? I got a bill. I said, well, hold on a second. Then I said, you know what? It could have been Mo.
It could have been
Mo. I'm so grateful because it could have been Mo. And, mm-hmm. you know, ShipStation comes through. They give you their best rates in the industry, and they just got better with up to 86% off at USPS and UPS rates. It's not a question of if, but when you should ship to ShipStation if you haven't already. What we need you to do is go to ShipStation.com, use promo code GJ.
GJ.
That's ShipStation.com, promo code GJ.
GJ.
To get your free 60-day trial. One more time, ShipStation.com, promo code GJ.
GJ.
And get sign up for your free 60-day trial. Very good?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Did I have anything else I wanted to say there? I was going to tell y'all the story.
Joe, yes.
We never told y'all the story.
Oh, my goodness.
We never told y'all the story. We be having stories that we ain't never told y'all. This story we ain't never told.
Because it was traumatizing.
Oh, my gosh.
It's only now at the point where it can be told.
Yes. So a few years ago,
let's call it.
Because it wasn't this Halloween.
No. It was probably two.
Maybe two, max three.
Yeah.
But I'm maybe 2 years ago. Joe goes trick-or-treating in the neighborhood. All the kids come to the house. We have a good time, whatever. Joe's friend, I'm not going to say who, okay? Joe's friend comes. He's like, can I go again with my friend? We're like, fine, stay in the neighborhood, no problem. All of a sudden, everyone is leaving the house. Everyone's leaving. So we're basically doing a head count to make sure everyone's in the house. I saw Joe come, I thought. Actually, I did. It just something else happened afterward. I saw Joe come home, go upstairs. Isaiah's like, Joe's not here. I'm like, yes, he is. I saw him come in. He's upstairs. Joe's not upstairs. Oh, my freaking gosh. Where's Joe? So I call the parent of the kid Joe went trick-or-treating with. Mm-hmm. And they tell me we dropped Joe off at the end of the street.
Mm-hmm. Not at the house.
Not at the house.
At the end of the street on Halloween night.
About 20 minutes ago. Immediately. I am hot and nervous because y'all know how I am. This is for effect, but also reality.
Yes.
My child is on his way to Mexico and his organs are going to be harvested.
100%.
Immediately. I'm like, oh my gosh.
He's at the third location. He's already.
He's already at the third location. There's no way I'm going to find him now. 20 minutes ago and he's not back. I don't understand why my child's not back. It's dark. It's Halloween. We're freaking out. So I go tell Kev. We're searching all around the house. Do one last check just to make sure Joe is not here. Oh my God. Joe is really not here. Okay. What are we going to do? I check his location. His location has him on the freeway, driving away.
Third location.
Oh, my God. So I'm like, Kat! Sorry if I'm yelling, but like, oh, my God. We need to get, and he's on the freeway. We need to get on the freeway now. Kevin, because.
I think at some point you called me
I probably
during
did.
The panic.
Was I crying yet?
Like, just loud and screaming. And I was like, wait.
Because I was convinced. And I was pissed.
Get in the car.
I was pissed at the parent because I'm like, why would you drop my child off not at the house?
Oh my God.
And where he said he dropped him off at wasn't even that far from my house. That was the other part that was making me nervous because I'm like, if you dropped him off where you said he did, where you said you did, he should have been home within 3 minutes.
Yes.
It's been 20. At this point, it's Halloween. My child is being harvested for his organs. Oh, my gosh. So I did call you. So we get in the car. We're like, Isaiah, if Joe calls or comes back, let us know immediately. Me and Daddy have to go. So we get in the car. Kev is like, we should do a round around the neighborhood, one trip around the neighborhood just to make sure. I am in the car crying and pissed because I'm like, you were wasting precious moments.
Yes.
Going around this stupid neighborhood And the GPS tracker things
on the phone
says he is on the freeway and he is driving away from us. And instead of us also getting on the freeway and trying to figure out which car he's in, I don't know
check
why.
Check all the cars on the highway.
Just check all the cars on the highway. We have to find out where he is. Oh my God. So I'm pissed at, like, I am so angry and I'm like crying and I'm also praying and, but also like scanning the neighborhood trying to make sure because there's a guy that hosts like a, it's not a party, but he hosts like a Halloween thing. I don't really know how to describe it in the neighborhood.
Like a, it's low key like a Halloween block party.
Yeah, it is like a Halloween block party. We go down, mind you, not even that far. We see Joe. Discombobulated and lost. Mm-hmm. I immediately, I had nothing else to give. When I have, I realize this is me. When I have a lot of pent up, like anxious energy that I don't know what to, I scream. So immediately I scream. Me and Kev literally immediately open up the doors, run to Joe, and I am bawling. And now I'm angry.
Yes.
I'm like, where is your phone? Why does it say you're on the freaking highway and you're down the street from the house? Why did you let this guy drop you off down here to begin with? And why aren't you home?
Yes. All of the questions.
It's 11 o'clock at night. Why aren't you home? He's like, I got lost. I didn't know where to go because all the houses look the same.
Yeah.
You know, we were there long enough for him to know how to get home, but also it's dark. So if you don't exactly know where you're going, it is easy to get lost.
It took me a while to realize how to get to your house.
Yes.
Because them streets.
It's real.
Yes.
Kind of, it's easy to get confusing and it's dark and he's a kid too.
Yeah.
So he's crying and we're just like, we just love you so much. This happened twice, actually. Joe is a good four. Yes. And so we realized that the phone, our neighborhood has the worst reception.
It does.
In all of the continental California. 48 US, state. Yeah. Like, it is so bad. But when he got in the car with his friend, somehow, some way, it picked up there and did an update. To his newest location. When I tell you, I mean, oh yeah, Joe got lost, not lost, but I thought Joe was kidnapped one time. We had a meeting. Did I tell you this?
I don't remember.
This was this school year.
Oh, I feel like, okay.
We had a meeting, okay? We had a meeting. I go to the school to pick up Joe from school. I'm calling his phone because Joe, you know, kids don't never want to come out immediately. Mm. Okay. So Joe be doing whatever he's doing. So I'm waiting for a while and I'm like, the gates are closed. Most of the kids are gone. Where the heck is Josiah? Like, where is he? So I'm side texting Kev because it's actually what it was a pitch call. So we're like pitching this show to them. And so I'm texting Kev like, Joe isn't. Like, here, I got to get off this call because I need to go into the school and, like, try to figure out what's going on. He's not answering his phone. He's not answering his text. Like, nothing is happening. So I get out. The doors are locked. I go try to find somebody. They're like, girl, nobody's here. All the kids are gone. Like, I don't know what to tell you. So I'm walking up and down. Can't find him. So I call Kev while he's on the pitch. And I'm like, Joe is missing. So what you're going to have to do is get off the call. Because now he's missing.
Yeah,
I need you to come here because one of two things are going to happen. I'm either going to blow up the school.
Amen.
Or I'm going to pass out because, like, I don't know what to do. So on the way back, I'm, like, trying to calm myself down. And I'm like, okay, if I were Joe, where would I go? Mm-hmm. And there's this little smoothie place up the street from his school. And that's where he was because his phone died. I said, Josiah Fredericks, if your phone dies at the end of the day,
go to the office,
call your mama, call your daddy. Yes. Hey, y'all, my phone died. And what I need to do is meet y'all at this place.
Yes.
Because otherwise, you're at the second location.
Yes.
And your organs are being harvested.
Now we don't know.
I don't know what to do because you're gone and I don't know what to tell you. But like. I'm crying. I was like crying. It was like a mess. Don't have kids. That's actually the moral of this story.
That's the lesson.
Don't have kids. Yes, he has a portable charger now, which he never takes. Josiah never takes his charger, but I'm like, take your charger. I need you to like use your friend's phone. I have all of his friends' phone numbers. Use one of your friends' phone. Hey, this is Joe. Like, my phone died. You gotta tell us what's going on. Otherwise, we're freaking out.
Everybody. Yes.
Otherwise, we're freaking out. Now I told y'all both them stories. go ahead.
Don't have kids. Also have things to protect yourself, maybe.
What do you mean?
I'm saying from my story, I was by myself as the
adult. You should get taser
get a taser and like mace and things like that. And then Joe,
I'm surprised you don't have that in your purse already, as like scary as you are.
I used to, actually. Greg has purchased those things for me many a times. I don't know where they are right now. And then also I've seen people talk about air tags. I don't really understand them, but talk about air tags. How do they, it's like a tracker.
Is it like RFID?
It's more Bluetooth, but it triangulates everybody's iPhone and it keeps it connected. That's how, because initially they're like, oh, people are throwing them on cars and they're tracking people.
Yeah.
But now if I leave this here or by you guys, it'll ping one of your phones. Hey, somebody's AirTags popping up near you.
Oh, to prevent me, prevent you from tracking me.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
No.
Interesting.
So, okay, but
I know people. Oh, go ahead.
So it's like a watch batteries. Okay, so it dies though eventually. So you have to like register it to you or your phone because it's Bluetooth. It pairs it.
A lot of people have been using them with their kids, like putting it in their backpack and stuff like that. Oh, on dogs.
That's literally what I thought when you said it.
Interesting. Huh. Well, I want to look into that because kids be.
I need to get one for Joe.
Yeah.
No, legitimately. No. I legitimately need to get one for the show.
For real.
But Joe also leaves backpacks.
Hello. All right. Before we get into the next topic, it's time for an ad. Okay, ad. You may not know this about me, but I hate getting gas, actually. It is not an enjoyable experience. I actually tried to reserve that task for Gregory. But when he's not home and I have to get it, I use Upside because it makes getting gas much better. So gas can get expensive.
It is expensive.
It is expensive.
Gas is expensive.
That's true. And it continues to rise.
Correct.
The price continues to rise. That's why I have to tell you about my new favorite way to save, which is Upside. Upside is an incredible app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out. With Upside, I get cash back on every purchase that I can use to fund getting gas. It's basically cash back for just doing you. So I downloaded Upside, and here are the couple things that I really enjoyed about the app. You can make it know your location. Obviously, you can like share your location with the app. And so when you are near a gas station, it already will ping up like, yo, do you need gas? Here's the gas station that like partners with Upside. So I was like, yes, actually, I do need gas. So I pulled over, got my gas, and you put your card in there. You can pre-put. So however you typically get gas, you just like already have that loaded. And so you just say like, I'm getting my gas. You hit the little start thing, get your gas. And then you say that it's, you know, you're done getting gas. And I was like, okay, how is this going to work? Whatever. Yeah. And like a couple of days later, I got a refund, like money back. I got $18 back. And I was like, well,
come on, testimonial.
This feels like I got money. Like,
where do I spend this $18?
It's better. Like it felt better than, you know, when you just get like a discount, like, for instead of $320, it's $310.
Yeah.
But this was like money back on my account. It was pretty amazing. So to get started, download the free Upside app. Use promo code Jen, and get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. Next, claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. Then pay as usual with a credit or debit card. Follow the steps in the app. They're like very, very clear steps in the app that kind of help you get through what you need to. And then you get paid. And literally, you get paid. It's very dope. Plus, Upside doesn't sell your personal information to third parties. We all hate when you sign up for one thing and then five other people and companies have your information and they're harassing you every other day. Upside does not do that. They do not sell your personal information to third parties. They know that your information is a vital part of their trusted relationship with you. So download the free Upside app and use promo code Jen to get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. That's an extra 25 cents per extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas using promo code Jen.
Jen.
So download it today.
Nice. Someone said I need to use this as an incentive to not run out of gas anymore.
Yes.
Upside. Well, I got to ask them if they have one for both of us because now I'm about to go do it. I'm about to download and tell y'all my story.
It was great. Do it. It was good.
I love it.
Okay. So next up, we're going to go into Black Twitter trends. So this topic has like always circulating on Twitter, I feel like, and because of our conversation I was telling last week about like Airbnb and like my horror story.
And Mel says she's going to upload the footage. You can blur it.
I'm going to upload the footage, so check my stories today. It's a mess. Rewatching it.
But put it in this thing too.
What?
Send the clip so you can add it to the episode.
Last week's or this one?
No, this one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'll upload. We're going to blur it, but it's going to be in there. But Airbnb versus
hotels.
What's your take?
This is my personal take. We just had this conversation with Mama too. My mom is a huge Airbnb person. This is my take. If I'm on like spring break, whatever, actually it doesn't matter the time. The most important thing is if I'm on vacation with my immediate family, meaning my husband and my two boys, hotel me all day. Give me the hotel. Give me the amenities. I don't want to make no beds. I will order food. I will go out to eat. I am on vacation. Yes, hotel me all day. If I am on, for example, during the pandemic, we didn't tell y'all this, but we did Palm Springs.
Oh, we did, yeah.
For my birthday, and we had like our family fly in, and we got two. Yeah, it was a huge group, number one. And we were there over a course of like 4 days, maybe.
Yeah.
And Palm, it doesn't really have like places to eat where we were.
Yeah.
And so it was more convenient to cook, to go grocery shopping. We actually had a chef come in and cook for us. We wanted all the kids to stay in a room. All the adults wanted room so we could all be together.
Yes.
Then I feel like that's when Airbnb wins out over a hotel because you can only get rooms so big in a hotel and usually you're not going to have the beds and all of that. That's when Airbnb wins. But for the most part, if I'm like, you got to choose one or the other, choose ye this day who you will serve, it's a hotel.
You know what? I understand that. The problem is I have little children.
Yeah.
And they can't stay like in a hotel by themselves, like in a hotel room. Even if it was like joined, I would not be able to deal with that. I need like to see them. And so it drives me crazy. And it's expensive when you have to get two rooms for some little kid. Like it just doesn't work for me. So for me, I like Airbnbs really because of them. Like, and I be needing like a crib or a playpen. And sometimes the Airbnbs, they'll have that amenity like where you can just request it. So that's always very useful. And so I, because of the age of my children, my preference is an Airbnb. I imagine when they are older, then I will like be happy to go to a hotel. But right now I'm like Airbnb me. And particularly like you're saying, when it's a large group of people and like, I love those. I love to be up under folks. Like if it's a big group of us, we need to spend every waking moment with each other and sleeping moment. Gosh. Okay.
Listen, when we went to Disneyland, I was trying to have, I was like, we need to get pallets. Like everyone needs to come to the house and like, you need to be uncomfortable and like do all these things. And he's like, how about we get everyone hotel rooms and then we just stay at the hotel? Which, I mean, it was nice. The kids had a really good time, but I feel like memories are made on pallets.
Absolutely.
Like you need the memory, not sleeping bags.
No.
I'm talking about
on the floor.
The floor.
Yes.
A blanket. And then a blanket.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And you're lucky to get a pillow because there's so many of you guys and the family never has that many pillows.
Yes.
So you like ball up the blanket or your arm to make it a pillow.
Absolutely.
Those are the best cousin memories.
And it's loud. Yes. I love a good loud
And you know
morning.
You're going to go through all of your memories.
Yes. Wake up and it's just
chaos.
Yelling.
Get out the shower.
The water is
Why
cold.
Is there poop up your back?
There's you smell bacon and you hear it sizzling. Like those are moments.
Oh, love them.
And I need everybody in the house to feel and hear and experience them with us. We need all the things. And so
all of them.
Give me a house. Give me an Airbnb.
And you know you're going to cackle about old times. Yes. Someone's going to tell a story that did nobody know. Yes. Like, those are the things I enjoy the most about having.
Did you say poop on your back?
Yes, because there's always going to be Micaiah running around that did nobody notice, and now she has poop up her back. And you're just kind of like, why does this child have poop up her back? I don't, what is happening to life? That is going to happen. Those are the best.
They are the best.
They're the best memories.
Yeah. And you don't get that in a hotel.
And you don't get that in a hotel.
You gotta like run to the next room and go to the third floor and then like,
which means you gotta remember the room numbers. Yes. Somebody's too key much. Ain't gonna work.
Too much.
I don't want to do all that. Like, yes. No, give me, that's when the Airbnb is necessary, actually. Like, it's not an option. You have to be in an Airbnb. We did that actually actually we had hotels, but the kids stayed with Tam for Thanksgiving, and the kids were, we made the little s'mores thing. They were out there talking about their embarrassing stories they had the rap battle. Like, I just feel like that's the good stuff. That's the stuff life is made of.
100%. So tell us in the comments what you prefer, Airbnb or hotel.
Yeah.
And if you just outright say only hotel, you're wrong. But tell us anyway.
No, you're right. I feel like Airbnb is low key almost had its time. I feel like it was a novelty thing.
Yeah.
I just feel like there were a moment, there were novelty. We loved it. And then it was like, first of all, the COVID fees started getting expensive. Yes. The cleaning fees started getting expensive. And then it was like, not me being on vacation and have to go to the grocery store and then have to cook and then have to wash dishes and make up the beds. Yeah. Girl, what? And pay for the cleaning fee afterward, because don't dare leave the house a mess, even though I'm paying for you to clean it.
It'd be too much.
And then you ever have a host that forgot that their Airbnb in the house, so then they come all the time?
Oh, yeah. We've had bad experiences.
We've had, when we first did Airbnb in Vegas for Thanksgiving, the host, I feel like she forgot. It was a guy, actually. I feel like he forgot that, like, yes, we're going to stay at your house. He was, like, so attached. He would just be like, hey, y'all.
It was the worst.
Girl, bye. Then when we did Palm Springs, we hired that chef. He made, like, tacos and breakfast and stuff. Really nice. She came and ate.
Yeah, yeah. She ate the food. It was really weird. But there's, like, good hosts, and then there'd be the, like, bad ones. There's also good people who book your Airbnb, and then there's bad ones. So like, it's that's true. And I don't, you know, or you could stay at a hotel and have your experience that you had on New Year's. So take your pick. Okay.
What did I have on New Year's?
The lady that was rude, the whole.
Oh yeah. Child. That was, I forgot that was New Year's. Yeah, she was, it was a couple days before, but she was rude.
Next up, still on Black Twitter trends. I have decided, because I am all in on celebrity court cases, and y'all are too.
Yes,
and if you're
are.
Not, you should be. I'm going to give you some of the updates of the YSL court case. So if you do not know, YSL court case is really, it's like the Young Thug court case. Young Thug and 27 other people have been charged with conspiracy to violate Georgia's RICO law. RICO is Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Law. So if you know RICO, you already know it's a big deal.
It's the whole kitchen sink.
Yeah, they've been building and following you for a while, so they come in ready. So anyway, they are currently in the process of jury selection right now, and they summon like over 600 residents to try to figure this out, and a bunch of them are saying they have hardships. So the part of the jury selection, the first part is you summon people, they come, and for people who are like, I know y'all want me to do jury duty, but like I can't because this reason, that's the process they're in. They have to come like plead their case to the judge.
Have you ever been summoned for jury duty?
Yes.
Did you get out or did you do it?
I've never had to. They always tell me don't come.
Why? Oh, but like
you
the
know you have
case.
To call. Yeah, they're yeah, like, yeah. You call this morning. And so you call and they're always like, one time they were like, call tomorrow, call the next day, call the next day. But I've never had to go in.
Oh, I've only been summoned once and I had Isaiah.
Oh, so you didn't have to because you were.
But I didn't actually tell them, like, hey, I went into labor. Sorry. I just didn't go.
Oh, there may be a warrant out for your arrest. You should check that.
Wouldn't that be interesting? I heard that.
Keep listening. Because here's what happened. Okay? So they have 600 people. and they have people coming in to come say they have a hardship, right? So like one person had COVID, had their test. You're excused. You have COVID. You can't serve. One lady is a teacher. And so she literally is on the stand crying. And she's like, I teach in APS Atlanta Public Schools. And like for some of these students, I am the only constant they have in their life. And there's a shortage of substitutes right now. So I don't even know who has my students right now because I am here. So please, like, I just need to go be with my students. So the judge is like, you're excused, girl, go be with your students. Some people are like, y'all are paying $25 a day. I can't live off of that. If I don't work, I don't eat, and 25 is not enough. So those people get excused. You get excused. One lady, okay, juror number six, Defo, she came the first day and had, I think she was trying to have her little hardship, whatever. And so she had to come back because they get through however many they can, but sometimes they can't get through them all. Juror number 64 got to come back, okay? The next week comes, juror number 64 ain't there. Okay, so the judge, black man judge in Atlanta.
Like your grandpa.
Yeah, he like, where's juror number 64? And they're like, we don't know. We don't know. And so he's like, find her and bring her to my courtroom. Okay, because she didn't show up for jury duty. Okay, right? So they like, we call her grandmama. And her grandmama says she don't know where she at. So they're still trying to find her. Okay, they eventually get in contact with juror number 64. She's in the Dominican Republic.
Living her best life.
Listen.
That's what I said. That should be a hardship.
She's on the beach in the Dominican Republic.
If I lose this money, that's a hardship. No, not at $25 a day.
The judge said.
Not at the ticket prices that air flights are.
Tell her she better be in my courtroom tomorrow. She going to be held in contempt. Bring her to me. Okay? So she shows up with her lawyer. And she's like, listen, this trip was pre-planned. And I emailed y'all and told y'all that I had something to do. And y'all didn't respond. And so he was like, that's not the way this works. When you are summoned, you come. I don't care about your plans, basically, right? So he's like, listen, instead of giving you 20 days in jail, because that is
the penalty for not showing up.
For not showing up.
How you find out if you got a warrant before I end up in jail?
Wait, listen. For real, they listening. Call the Pope. He says, instead of giving you 20 days in jail.
What'd he do?
I got something better.
What'd he do?
You have to write me a 30-page essay.
Dissertation.
On the importance of jury duty. Here are the four things you need to include. The history of jury service. Who could not serve on a jury? And then he says to her, because before, it was prohibited for people like you who look like you and me to even serve. So you need to include who could not serve.
He said this a history.
You need to have the history of jury service in Georgia. I want that included. And I want you to talk about discrimination. It has to be submitted electronically. It has to be in APA style. You have to cite 20 sources, 10 primary, 10 secondary.
You ain't never lied. It's going to take me 30 days to complete the paper. I'd rather do the 20 in jail.
You got to turn it in 3 weeks. And when you turn it in, we have a plagiarism inspection.
To make sure you didn't copy and paste
so
it.
So if you steal anybody's words, I'm going to know. 3 weeks. Submit it to me electronically. Have a good day. Sir, I said, arrest me.
Please.
I'm not writing no 30-page essay. Take me to the jail.
First of all, shout out to the judge that was like, let me actually do you one better. Yes. Because I actually realized that jail may actually be what you prefer.
Girl.
When you think about the worst punishment not being jail. Yes. But instead being a 30-page paper. Do you guys remember APA format?
That's the whole thing that got me. It has to be an
APA. It is so specific. Like the way the comma has to go and the order. Like I don't even remember the
little numbers.
And then the thing on the back.
The page of all the people you've cited.
And it has to be titled a certain way.
I don't have time.
Girl. And the fact that you have 4 points you have to hit.
Yes.
So you're spending what? 5, 10, 15, 20. No, 6, 12, 18. No, you spend about 7 pages per topic.
Girl.
To get to your 30. Then you're going to have a bibliotech at the end. What's it called?
Bibliography.
There we go. A bibliography.
Bibliotech.
Thank you. The whole Spanish library. At the back.
Listen, I miss jury duty, so in this essay, I will.
Listen to me. I will be Bart Simpson up there. I will never miss jury duty again. I will never miss jury duty again.
That is creative. That is a creative punishment.
That is a creative punishment.
And also,
parents be given creative punishments.
Listen.
Girl. Oh my gosh. If we could see the behind the scenes of what it means to be a judge.
Child. All in. And this, first off, it's a signal to all the other
jurors.
Yes, that have been selected.
He ain't playing the games.
I'm not playing. You better come. You better come.
Yeah.
Because y'all, everybody's writing an essay. So anyway, yeah, that was the hilarious moments of last week.
Listen to me, juror number 64.
There has also,
ahead. Hold on. This is my last thing. Yes. Juror number 64. Triple space. That's going to be your friend. Don't you single space. Don't you double space. You hit that inner sign. 1, 2, 3. Next line.
Girl.
And when you start a new paragraph, tap, tap, tap.
Yes.
You start that paragraph right in the middle of the page. Okay.
Yes. That's the what? It's 20-day penalty. I'll do 30.
In the jail.
Just so I don't have to write the 30-page paper.
Oh, my God.
Give me the month. I'm tired of paying bills anyway. I'm tired of this. But anyway, so yes, that is what's going on with that case. There's been a few issues where people have tried to smuggle marijuana into the defendants. So he's also, like, he's been giving out warnings to in the court. So I'm following to figure out, like, what's going to happen, because a few of the defense they have, I guess they were trying to take their marijuana back to the jail. So somebody somehow gives it to them when they come, and then they try to take it back into the jail, and they get caught. So it's been a mess, but I am all in on the tea. I've been following it. I'll keep updating y'all.
I love when judges become a personality. Like, they become a character in the trial. And this guy, he's fully aware of the moment.
Yes.
He said, I am the moment.
What a lesson. Okay. Next up, Mail Takes TV.
Yeah.
We finna talk about The Circle.
Okay.
We watched The Circle.
We're
all caught up. New episodes tomorrow.
That's right. I was like, finale. How do I feel like we didn't figure out the finale?
No, the finale's tomorrow.
That's right.
So who's left? Raven?
I don't even remember.
Chaz.
Raven, Chaz.
Jennifer, which is the two people playing Jennifer. Sam, who is the good... Sam, who is the, I think she's from New York. She's a good time.
Oh, yes. I love her. Okay.
Tamira is really the guy.
Yep.
And then Oliver, who is the newest black guy.
Yes,
there's
yes,
all
yes.
The blacks. Oh, all the blacks.
Let me tell you
show.
Something.
And it's a good
Dear
time.
The Circle, casting yes. agents, producers, whoever make these decisions, keep the blacks.
Keep them.
Keep the blacks.
There's so many.
They're so entertaining.
They
like,
are.
We just bring an entertainment value that is
We're, like,
just,
overly expressive.
Oh, my God.
So
it's the best.
It just always makes for good TV.
Oh, it's the best.
It's so fun. I love the entire, like, this has been such
this
a
is,
good
it was
season.
A fun season.
Yes.
And all the twists and the turns and the ups and the downs and the ooh, I didn't expect.
The best. Okay, so where we left off in the episode.
Yes.
Chaz has just been told. Chaz is the one that we all like. That he is the secret super influencer.
Oh, that's right.
And he gets to decide the final person who's going to be blocked.
That's, why would they give that
and
man that
then
power?
After that, it'll be like whoever is
yes,
chosen.
Yes, yes,
okay,
yes.
So the first question, who do you think he should choose?
Wait, I need to remember who the people are. Let me see who the people are.
Raven and Chaz is the influencer. Jennifer, the two people.
Jennifer got to go.
Sam, Tamira,
Jennifer
and
gotta go.
Oliver.
First of all, Sam and Chaz messed up not kicking. This is spoiler alert. So if you haven't watched, this is where you should mute us. Not turn off, mind you. I just said mute. Okay.
Yeah,
amen. They messed up by not kicking Jennifer out. Or I do not know why.
I know.
They did not kick her out when they knew she was the... what did they call it? The saboteur?
The hacker.
The hacker. Thank you. Why didn't they kick her out then? They gave her chance after chance after chance. Girl, you guys know. Trust yourselves. Kick her out.
Kick
she should have been gone. Then they ended up kicking out,
homeboy. Buff man. What's his name?
Yes.
Buff man. Marvin.
Marvin. Ooh, and he got on my nerves. I'm not going to lie. He was doing the most because he was very much girl crazy kind of person.
Yes.
However, he was the wrong person to kick out.
He was.
Jennifer.
That was an emotional based decision.
Yes. It was wrong. Like, you don't trust him. No, you don't trust him personally. In the circle, he was fine.
He was fine. He was going to vote for y'all.
Girl, and that was the other thing. Y'all, y'all literally, he was y'all biggest ally because he did y'all so wrong.
Absolutely.
And then y'all kicked him out and kept Jennifer.
Girl.
Y'all chose wrong.
Jennifer needs to go. I agree. Chaz needs to, he needs to, but the thing is that made it good is Chaz at the end, he was like, this whole time I've been like doing things for everybody else and it's time for me to do something for me. So should I do the person who is my biggest threat? And that is like low-key Raven.
Yeah.
Or do I do the person, whatever the other words that he was used, but whoever it is, be Jennifer. So it's, I feel like it's Jennifer or Raven are the people. We'll see if it's somebody else. But anyway, I agree. Jennifer has to go.
Jennifer got
to
go.
And who do you think is going to win?
Chaz.
You do?
I do. It's going to be Chaz or Raven, but I think Chaz. I like Chaz. Like, but don't get it twisted. I like Raven too. Somebody just tagged me in her, Instagram, and I think I'm going to hit follow because Black ASL, BSAL, I don't know what it's called, but man, and her, we already talked about this, but it bears repeating. Her interpreter, I can't think of his name.
I can't either. But, he's great, though.
Oh, he's so great. And this is the thing, when Raven speaks, and like audibly you can hear her, she still be Black. Like, she is the best.
That was such a good pick.
Paris. It is Paris. That's what came through my mind. But I was like, am I making that up? I don't know if Black ASL is what it's called. But Paris is great. Raven is great. And she signs Black. Yes, yes. And when she talks, it be Black.
It is.
And it is the best.
The best. That's coming on tomorrow. So, or Wednesday, because this will come out on Friday, but it'll come on Wednesday. Yeah. So we'll know who the winner is.
It is called Black ASL.
Oh, is it?
Okay, then.
Oh, nice.
I thought I had made that up.
We are probably short on time. You want to do a pressure cooker?
Yes.
Okay, do it.
So we ended up, after we watched The Circle, we be liking to watch things that are like low investment.
Yes.
But then you become fully invested.
Absolutely.
And the pressure cooker on Netflix is that. Mm-hmm. It is The Circle meets a cooking competition show.
Yes.
So they've taken the elements of like the voting and they live in a house and they like know each other. There's no like walls. But you know how there's strategy to The Circle where you have to vote on people and form these alliances. Imagine that in a cooking show without a host.
With no host.
And all of the chefs are each other's judges.
Yes.
Then what happens once you start to realize, oh, this is a game. Like, they've completely gamified the competition. It's not like a traditional competition show. So what you start to realize is the food is the least.
Yep.
It is a food competition show. It is a chef competition show. But the food ends up becoming the least important block, the least important component in your voting process.
Yeah, yeah.
We were all in.
Yes, we were. It was great.
It's so good. So freaking good.
I love that they like took the format of cooking shows and like threw it in the trash.
Because a lot of times with cooking shows, what happens is they spend, like if you think about what's the chef's kitchen where they compete against each other? Iron Chef. Mm-hmm. They spend so much time on like the actual cooking of the food that there's nothing else to it. It's like literally about the food process, the preparation, the judges. That's it. They have completely gamified this where it's like, hey, I know we're about to go vote, but if you have my back, I'll have yours.
Yeah, yeah. Like, who cares about if the food is good?
Who cares? I never watched Big Brother.
I haven't either.
Tell us more. It's like Big Brother.
It's very strategy. It's
super clicky. Action-y, but some person has immunity every week.
And that's kind of what they
did. That's what they did. That's how you get immunity. Think about Big Brother. Yes. I've never because watched it, but that's what it is.
Sometimes they make one of the chefs a judge, and then they have immunity, essentially. So then it's everybody else against each other versus, like, that person. It is very much recommend.
Yes.
It is such a good
show. And if you have the immunity... So what happens too is this is the first season. We were like looking it up afterwards. This is the first season and they kept everything top secret. So you don't realize what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you think you do, they do something different. And so you're like, oh, I'm going to go against this person. he's going to be the person that has immunity. We have an alliance. We'll be great. But then you realize, oh, we thought we were teammates. You're actually in competition with each other.
Yeah.
So now one of you have to go home.
Yeah.
And then you think, oh, two people are going home. I'm not going to give you too much. Two people are going home. So it needs to be this. And then they're like, ah, 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 not so fast.
Yeah.
And so you just realize it's not fully about the food. Oh, my freaking gosh. Freaking fantastic. We had a great time.
Highly recommend.
Highly recommend watching. And then Mel had us watch before we go with the Florida. Mel got us watching the show I was talking about when we first started this podcast. The last chance we have to make it because we ain't gonna make it. The basketball show.
Oh, last chance you.
Thank you very much.
Jesus. The basketball's a newer one. Yeah, yeah, it's the new season of the basketball one. It's so good.
It's so good.
It's so freaking
good. I enjoyed the basketball one. No, I did enjoy the football one, but like I got fully invested in the basketball one.
The first couple seasons of the football one. And they changed schools.
Yeah, yeah. It's the second season of the football one is the best. It's
the best season.
But the basketball one this week is really, you could. I started with season two of Last Chance U Football. That's how I started. And then I went back to watch season one and I was like, okay, fine. But like season two is it. But this basketball one is really good.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
You're so invested in them and their story. I told you 7 episodes of Gin and Juice ago.
All I'm saying is the last chance you have to make it is so good. Basketball.
The last chance you have to make it.
That's what it's called.
Last chance you. It's you as in university, not even you as in a person.
This is the last time you have to make it on this team to become a professional football basketball player on Netflix. It's good. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Yes. It's so much easier to scave, y'all. Yes. Listen.
Why did you just retitle this show?
I didn't know that JUCO was junior college. No. So, girl, I thought it was a city.
Junction City.
I thought it was a city. And then Kev went, what's the name of their school? What's the name of the school for the basketball?
I forgot.
Yes.
Yeah, it's something.
Kev went out that way one time, and I was like, you going to go to Alameda? And he was like, girl, stop. I want you to stop saying words.
Hilarious.
But, yes, it's called JUCO. No. Oh, yeah, ELAC-ing. ELAC.
Yes.
College.
Oh, that makes sense.
I highly recommend, okay? I highly recommend. It is a good time.
Yeah, it is. Very, very, very good. Okay, so the last thing so we can get out of here is I'm going to be quick with the Florida. There's been a lot of with the Florida. Some of them are, like, sad, always crazy because Florida gone Florida every time. But with the Florida, so the headline is Florida reptile store owner put lizard in mouth, smacked employees with critter in attack. So he put the lizard in his mouth and then was like slapping the people.
Why would he put it in their mouth?
What? He put it in his.
No, oh, that's what I mean. Why wouldn't he put it in their mouth?
Oh, I don't. It's you can't slap people with if it's in your mouth. I got to slap you. It's in my mouth.
I'm so confused. It doesn't even make sense. Completely say the title bizarre. Again. Say the headline again. I got confused.
Florida reptile store owner.
Okay, so me as the store Florida owner.
Put lizard in mouth.
I put a lizard in my mouth.
Smacked employees with critter in attack. So it literally is, he.
Did he have a tail? Am I doing this? Smacking people with the tail of the critter? Or am I smacking people? I just have a lizard in my mouth and I'm smacking people like this.
Oh, this takes a turn. A Florida reptile store owner made notorious after a man died during a 2012 insect eating contest. Oh, wait, he has a lot of things going on at the business. So somebody died during an insect eating contest prior to this, but it's his store. So now he's behind bars after he smacked employees with a bearded dragon lizard and even put it in his mouth during the bizarre attack.
I'm so confused.
That's the point, because Florida's going to leave you confused
every
time.
I'm so confused.
WTF. We love it. All right.
Girl, what? I am confusion. This don't even make, how? This is the dumbest attack.
I need to go look up how somebody died during the insect eating contest. Because how did that happen? Did they die from the insect or did they die from overeating?
So if I want to attack you, why would I not take it and just smack you?
I'm talking about the previous issue.
They died?
When somebody died. They didn't.
We could do that too.
There's so many things wrong with this story. Anyway.
This is crazy. All right, y'all. Well, go watch Last Chance You Got to Make It. Go watch Fear Factor meets Cooking. It is.
And watch The Circle to see and watch if the Chaz circle. Or Raven
I
wins.
Bet you I got that one right, didn't I? I bet this is the thing. This is why, because this is what happens. I'm going to say this last thing. Y'all don't remember the name of shows because I don't remember the name of shows. Sure. But if I tell you The Last Chance We Have to Make It, this is what you're going to type in on Google. What's the name of the show called The Last Chance You Have to Make It on YouTube? I mean, what is it?
Netflix.
On Netflix?
Better than the first name you gave, because the first name you gave it.
I was like, Last Chance You?
No. The first name she gave it this episode, but 10 episodes ago when the first name she tried to describe it to me was
The Last Chance You Gave.
No, the way you described it was, it's these grown people no job and now they trying to play some sports. That's I was like,
those are still true things. I'm confused. They're not.
All right. We have to go. I'm hungry. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Watch the shows. Let us know what y'all think. Bye.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.